Workers are unionizing in fields where they haven't always had a big presence, including cultural institutions. Employees at about 24 museums around the United States have joined unions in the last few years. NPR's Laura Benshoff reports on what the ongoing strike at the Philadelphia Museum of Art tells us about the movement.
It's nearly 2 weeks into a strike at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and about a dozen workers are picketing outside a side entrance, around the corner from the towering Greek columns and Sandy Brown steps made famous in the movie Rocky.
No contract. No peace.
No contract. No Matisse!
Seamstress slash upholsterer for the museum, Beth Paolini, is one of around 180 employees on strike.
It's a scary thing to walk out on your job of almost 18 years.
Paolini says she makes less than $50,000 a year and was furloughed during the pandemic. Workers at the Museum of Art, which has a $60 million budget, voted to form a union more than 2 years ago. Paolini says one of the factors was the lack of value placed on experience.
There is a lot of value in institutional knowledge, and there's a lot of people that have been here and dedicated their careers to this place, and we believe in it. We love it.
Union membership has been declining in the U.S. for decades, according to federal data. But new union campaigns have been spreading in museums, workplaces that last saw a wave of labor activism in the 1970s and 80s. Laura Edith Coleman is a professor of arts administration and museum leadership at Drexel University.
It's definitely roaring back at this time.
But now the organizing tools are different. Coleman says online information sharing efforts like a 2019 spreadsheet where museum workers could anonymously disclose their salaries helped kick off this wave.
And suddenly museum workers were able to see vast differences in pay between people who worked in the same jobs, in the same institutions sometimes, but also across institutions.
Since 2019, more than 20 museums from Boston to Seattle have organized. The document also made a difference in Philadelphia, where Nicole Cook, program manager for graduate academic partnerships at the Art Museum, was one of the people who worked on it.
That's how I learned that I was actually making less than some of the fellows who I was meant to be advising. And so that was illuminating for me.
Cook has a PhD and also works at two universities to make more money. Museum workers, along with architects who recently formed unions, often point to the expensive degrees their jobs require when demanding higher salaries. Now, more than 2 years into negotiations, Philadelphia Museum of Art management and the union are still working on a first contract, and they're bargaining over the hard stuff, money. Norman Keyes, communications director for the Philadelphia Museum of Art, says management has made a comprehensive offer.
We made proposals on minimum salary, parental leave, accelerated health benefits and vacation accrual for hourly workers, and job protections for union staff.
But the workers say these raises are canceled out by high inflation and don't fix the underlying low salaries. The museum is staying open during the strike, and Keyes refused to say whether they'd hired replacement workers. Aside from this one fight, there's also a bigger strategy. Adam Rizzo, Philadelphia Museum of Art educator and one of the union's leaders, says when the union formed, it also created a new chapter employees at other museums could join.
All of these really wonderful institutions are experiencing the same things that we're experiencing. And I think workers have just had enough.
So far, they've signed up one other museum in the city. Laura Benshoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.